Hi, welcome back.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD. Ah, it's April.
April Fools.
Joke's on you.
You got a doo-doo. Oh.
Okay, what is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me three times.
Gotta pee.
In all seriousness, we just want to give our condolences to the family of Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace, my friend.
Not sure. Sorry, mint, guys. Not sure why this one hurts so much more than the rest of them, but
I really felt it. I can't even lie.
Yeah. This one hurt a little bit deeper. This is the second rapper in a week, right?
Who's the other one?
Cliff, the dude from Suitland.
Oh yeah.
Killed down there.
Like, dang, we can't go to the club. We can't go to our businesses.
Yeah. This one was crazy. This whole situation is crazy. So that post is going around about, you know, women checking up on their men. That's real.
Please don't get angry. Don't feel bad. That calling 100 times is not because we think of anything else. The first thing I think about is, Lord, they done killed her.
Yeah. Lord. Is he still alive? You know, make it home to your family, all that stuff.
Are you hanging around the right people?
Yeah, man.
Those are real feelings.
It's dangerous out here for our brown men and women, but definitely our brown men.
Who are trying to do something with themselves.
Yeah. As long as you spending your money on the cars and the jewelry and all that dumb shit, you're good. As long as you're out there acting ignorant and...
Right, keeping it flashy, they don't care.
They don't care. But as soon as you start doing good for your community...
You buy the block. Because I was watching that video. Of course, we all go back. We watch the videos. We listen to the music. And he was just speaking about how he bought the block back on his neighborhood. The same plaza where they told him they took the benches out of all the little food spots in the stores because they didn't want the neighborhood hanging out.
Yeah.
And now he owns that building. And they're paying him. He was supposed to meet with the LAPD.
Yeah. Yeah, about gun violence and gang violence. So do yourself a favor. Continue to support his family.
Stream his music. He owns 100% of his music.
There's another thing, man, like an educated black man, educated brown man, someone giving back to the community is a very dangerous thing, especially to this country.
Yeah.
So buy his music, stream it, purchase his merch, keep Nipsey and everybody else. Just keep him alive, man. And
he deserves it.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's get into the show. Karma. And it's... crazy topic, but
yeah, it is kind of weird, but it's I feel as though I've been hearing a lot about manifesting and you know, rituals and really prayer walls and things like that, where they to me fall under the one word of karma. To me could be good or bad.
It definitely can.
And I think people associate karma usually with bad things happening.
Yeah, but it can go either way.
It can go either way because it is how you live your life. So, let's look at the definition according to G-O-O-G-L-E.
Google
me. Okay, it says, in Hinduism and Buddhism, the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence, viewed as deciding their fate and future existences. So, y'all was acting up in y'all past life. Welcome back. This is like I'm a firm believer in people who just state, "Oh, my life is a living hell. Oh, this and this," and their life is just shitty now. Something wasn't right when you was here before. I really believe that something was not right for you.
But you can change it.
You can change it.
Maybe.
It may take a little longer. But you can change it. I feel like give yourself a couple years of doing the right thing. Next couple years can be great. Just don't go outside and try to hand somebody a dollar and expect $100 the next day. That's not how it works.
Right. And telling people about your good deeds, too, is not, like, that's not.
I'm tired.
You know, I'm on Instagram. Everybody got their camera handing a homeless man a pack of socks. Nigga, just go give him the socks.
Yeah, I'm actually tired of seeing those videos. Oh, I gave this homeless man rolling down the window, giving him a $100 bill. Like, that, you didn't have to share that with us.
You
that
didn't.
That was for you.
Just
that was
do it
your
for you.
Deed.
Yeah.
Because if I double tap and like it, does that mean that's going to be my good karma because I like stuff like that? No.
Maybe.
I sure did. Don't tap.
Bless me, Allah.
Right, because just like those posts on Facebook that say, don't scroll past this, Jesus is watching, double tap.
Jesus, is that you?
I used to hate those text message threads. Oh, if you don't forward this to 10 people, your mom's going to crack her back. You're like, oh, Jesus. I ain't got two people to say.
Well, she yelled at me today. So. I do not do chain letters. Don't send me nothing.
Yeah,
don't ask me to repost nothing. If Jesus is only blessing me because I'm sending this to 20 people, then I'm sorry. I done been not blessed, okay?
Right. What if my cell phone not on, Jesus? What if I can only get incoming text messages, Jesus?
What if I'm not on Instagram?
I'm going to go back to emailing people. What's your email?
All right, so what brought up this topic was the whole Wendy Williams situation. Yeah.
Situation. She's Auntie been going Wendy. Through a lot, okay? Hoo, child.
Well, I mean, look, I have, my mom calls me, she says that I'm mean, and that I have no sympathy or empathy. Lou dollars. My thing is, if you put certain stuff out there, then you're going to receive certain things back. And if your whole life is built on bringing other people down and talking about their dirt and shitting on them, then what do you expect?
Especially whether people like it or not. And I think that's another thing people are forgetting. Just because she has a show and people are tuning in, and, you know, the people who partake in certain things like that, or even to, like, to blame as well. But just because she has a show and is famous and she's getting paid for something like that and it's just considered her job, no, you don't have to make a job shitting on people's lives, spending the first segment of your show, 30 minutes of your show, talking about people.
She has talked to about everybody from...
For 20 years.
From the Pope to the Queen to Kim and Kanye to, like, literally has made a...
child.
Right. Has made a living on talking and giving her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can respect, but literally your whole life has been based around other people's lives. Now, your life is in shambles. You've talked about people being drug addicts and their marriages being messed up. And now these
and what
are,
they should do.
Right. Now, Wendy, what should you do? Okay,
what
honey.
What will Wendy do?
What will Wendy do? Go to rehab.
Right. Talk
and marriage counseling.
That, how does she try to trick? Oh, I'm gone for 21 days. That sounds like a treatment. You're supposed to be gone for 17 days. You took a 2-week, no, 21 day break. No, that sounds like a treatment center to me. Okay? 21, 14 days? No, this is not vacation.
A 21 day vacation?
Yeah.
Don't they have 21 day cruises?
Where does she go?
Rehab cruise.
Rehab cruise.
She needs to rehab her mouth.
Yeah, but I believe that her karma isn't so blessed right now. She's not living right.
And that's why her ass fell out in that Halloween Day costume.
Don't say that. That was
it
not
is.
Funny, but it was. Yeah, let me not laugh.
Oh, Lord, our karma. Our karma.
Because I remember that episode. Oh, down goes Wendy.
Like, you know, I've never watched a Wendy Williams show.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's actually, like, you'd be surprised because it is kind of entertaining. Like,
I'm sure.
Because I'm guilty pleasure. I watch The Shade Room. I watch certain things, but it does bother me to see.
Wait, watch The Shade Room?
Like, scroll through.
Oh,
I don't care what y'all say. I'm never going to your website, though. I hate that. When they put half of the story, then it's like the rest on shaderoom.com. I'm not going to the link. Never.
That's in every single one of the comments. Like, y'all need to stop playing because you know ain't nobody clicking on the link.
Right, I'm not clicking on the link. No, I'm not doing it. But yeah, like, it's actually interesting to be, I guess, I don't know what's entertaining, just seeing what's going on with other people, but I don't dwell on it. I don't live in it. I don't let it affect my everyday. Or I don't really talk about it outside of what we have to discuss for this, like, or what yeah.
We really don't do trending topics either.
And we don't really do hot topic, trending topic. I just feel like this is touchy, I feel like, because it does have to do with good and bad karma and what you put out there and manifesting. And I see a lot of that now. Like, I see a lot, you have to manifest and speak about what you want. Well, if you're speaking about other people's marriages and failed lives every 5 seconds, what do you think your life is going to do?
True. You know preach.
Even if, and people are thinking, you know, it's about other people. So it's not really you speaking on what you want. Well, it's coming out of your mouth on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's a law of attraction. Forget, man. That's just a law of attraction.
And if you're so worried about other people's lives failing.
Yeah.
Then what do you think is going to happen? Because you're not paying much attention to your own life.
Yeah. I have a little bit of sympathy for her because I do feel bad. I don't wish that on anybody. Because once, I can honestly say, what happens in your home life really affects the way y'all look on the outside. Crazy as hell.
Oh.
Ooh, chap. No, seriously. Because
maybe that's why she looked the way she do.
Seriously. I think the drug, like you relapsing, I think that has to do with your home life. Like, your son's not
Whoa. So she was on drugs before?
She was on coke. She said she didn't get the proper treatment that she got. So that's why she went to rehab for the 21 days. Or the sober house for 21 days. But I personally think ain't nobody going to get treatment off of something that they beat so long ago. You get what I'm saying?
Unless she never beat it.
And that's where I think she relapsed. I do think she stopped. I do think she sobered up for a second. But I do think she's recently relapsed into whatever it was. May not be coke, may not be crack or whatever she was doing. Might be pills. You know, these new people like opioids. They like all these new and improved pills. So what could be that? I don't know. I also believe once you have an addictive personality, you can become addicted to anything.
Anything, yep. You That's know? Real.
Yeah, like you have to have the personality to be addicted to stuff.
You have to find something else to be addicted to.
Yeah. So I think that's what happened, and that's why she had to go to the sober house. So it may not have been the same.
She needed to become addicted to the Lord.
Right. Call on me, brother. Maybe you need a hand. But yeah, like, I don't know. Y'all need to be careful what y'all asking for out in these streets.
Yeah, putting positive things out in the air is something that's not easy. And believe me, I know, because naturally I think of the worst. I just want to know how many people out there think about dying all the time. Or it's like, think about them having a disease or cancer or something like that. It's like, this hurts. It's a cancer. It's like, it's always. And
Google will kill all of us, okay?
Yeah. I got a spot on my big toe. It's either you stomped it. Right. Or you have cancer. It's like one or the other. But always speaking positive. I had somebody, a couple of people, and it happens, you know, every once in a while, somebody hit me and say, you know, how do you stay so positive?
Because I appreciate your positivity. So I wonder how that happens. Because I try to stay positive, but I can really only be positive, for the most part, by myself.
What?
Being around other people stresses me out. Okay? Like, oh, Lord. But I'm serious. That's a real thing.
Yeah. I really do practice. Like, I talk to myself a lot and I say positive things out loud. Like, and it may sound corny or cliche, but it'll be something as simple as, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm gonna live to 95. Like, very simple things. Like, I'm going to be able, if they make you feel better, I'm going to be able to see my great grandkids. I'm going to be able to run and drive until I'm 85. Like, just like those type of things. And something as simple as, waking up in the morning, and my husband taught me this, is saying three things that I'm grateful for as soon as I wake up.
You know what's so funny? His mom, Auntie Cynthia, is the one who actually got me into praying in the morning.
Really?
She said, even if you don't say anything, glory be to God can be the first thing that comes out your mouth. Don't say anything else. Don't look at anything else. Don't do anything else. And it makes me feel better.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she told me that when I was like 10. And I've been doing it ever since.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still angry at people?
Yeah, because in 952 hit. Yeah. Pissing me off. Like, Lord, I really do believe that you should be able to spend at least the first 2 hours by yourself in your mind. But you wake up, I have to be at work so early, then I'm around y'all, and it's like, I was so happy. Y'all piss me off. 7:30.
You should just, early. When they piss you off, just look at them and say, glory be to God. Walk away.
Oh no, I've been hitting people. God bless you.
I really have.
I've been doing that recently. Like, God bless. Okay, God bless. Traffic. God bless. Everybody. God bless.
God bless this traffic. And something as simple as, again, it is not easy. It's something that I practice. And I can't even say daily, but I do practice it often when I'm having a bad day, because everybody has them, to where they just feel like shit. You don't look right. Nothing's fitting right. Your skin is ugly and it's itchy. And I'm itchy.
Yeasty. Calcium built up.
What?
Low on protein.
All the things is, once you get into your funk, and as soon as you can like gather your thoughts, be grateful for that shitty moment, because you're alive to have that moment
and to work through it.
And again, it's like, when you're feeling bad or depressed or sad, time is your best friend. Because as the time passes, it does get easier. Not saying that It you won't have hard days or bad days, but as time passes, like, it allows you to start over again. And that's when time becomes your biggest friend.
I also think an idle mind is the devil's playground.
It really is. You can't sit.
You have to keep moving.
I tell my daughter that all the time. It's okay to have your moments. It's okay to be depressed. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to just not feel like it. But you cannot sit in it. I don't care who you are.
You have to keep moving.
You have to move. I don't care if you just get out there and walk.
Right. I don't care if you just walk in 10 laps.
Yeah, just walk. I don't care if you just go look at flowers and say the colors of the flowers. I don't care what it is. You can't be idle. You can't sit on Instagram and Facebook, because, again, that's just not saying that it's all negative. But if all you're following is a shade room, if all you're following is Wendy Williams or
gossip blogs
and stuff like that, then you fall into those negative traps. So find some really positive people on your social media. Get off the social media.
That's my thing. Get off social media for a few hours and control what you see. It's all up to you. You have to press the follow button.
Yeah.
Stop comparing yourself to people who are pissing you off or making you angry.
Yeah. And according to the whole karma definition, what you did in your previous life, whew.
Just live right today.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Yeah. Whatever was going on before us, we would never know.
You won't. But you have a chance today to start all over. Well, it's kind of late right now, so
can't start the day.
Just go ahead and finish out your day being angry, mad, and an asshole. But tomorrow, do like Auntie Cynthia said, and just say,
wake up
and say,
you alive, glory be to God.
Glory be to God, or just
to the Most High, whatever you believe.
Whatever you believe in. And if you don't believe in anything, just say
glory.
Yeah, just say thank you.
Yeah. Because whoever it was woke you, the universe woke you up. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, I believe in the universe.
Me too. I believe all of this is like one entity. Like,
I wish I could see it. I don't know what just happened. But yes.
Stay alive. Manifest, create.
Law of Attraction
is real.
The Secret is a really great, great book.
Reading?
What? Yes, or you can watch the movie, either one, but it's really, really good.
Or listen to an audiobook.
Ooh, love audiobook.
Because I start reading to get confused. Like, oh, wait, what?
It's an easy read.
Right. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, be great, guys. Don't be like Wendy.
Aw, let's pray for Wendy.
That's it.
All right. Hey, that's Wendy. We're praying for you.
We're praying for you.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in
to a podcast about nothing with V.
You're not V. With V.
And AD, yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Oh, I love y'all. Bye.